Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Dramatic push for change.
Begin the process of ending the Minneapolis Police Department.
Weekend protests.
We're going to keep protesting and we're going to keep disrupting if we have to.
New York City's phase one.
That means a lot of New Yorkers will come back to work, but it has to be safe.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. 2 weeks after George Floyd's death, a majority of the Minneapolis City Council wants to dismantle the city's police force and replace it with something else. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us the effort faces potential hurdles.
It is something unheard of for a major American city to discuss disbanding its police department. But that's exactly what the city council members say they want to do. Council President Lisa Bender.
Our commitment is to end our city's toxic relationship with the Minneapolis Police Department. To end policing as we know it.
Those attending a protest rally in Minneapolis yesterday support the move.
We are still here. Watching black people get murdered and tear gassed in our streets.
The mayor is against it, and the idea might be more complicated than people think. The city charter requires Minneapolis to have and fund a police department. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Later today in Minneapolis, it's the first court appearance for Derek Chauvin, the former officer charged with murder in Floyd's death. It was a weekend spent in the streets for tens of thousands of people in cities and towns from coast to coast. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan in New York City.
Protesters here hit the streets for an 11th straight day Sunday. And what has become a national call to action, not just against police brutality, but systemic racism.
This is everybody's fight. Without the people, there will not be change.
In Washington, D.C. this weekend, one of those people was Republican Senator Mitt Romney.
Any way to end violence? And brutality, and to make sure that people understand that Black Lives Matter.
That message is now painted on the road to the White House. It's also reverberating across the country, from Savannah, Georgia,
Black Lives Matter!
To Chicago, where thousands took to the streets in protest. Thousands more gathered in Los Angeles to ask questions like this one.
Treated so harshly. Why are we so feared?
In Seattle, witnesses say a man drove a car into a crowd of protesters and got out with a gun in his hand.
As everyone gathered around the car trying to stop the man, a gunshot went off.
One person was treated for a gunshot wound. In Fairfax County, Virginia, a white police officer is accused of using a stun gun on a black man after others failed to convince him to get into an ambulance.
I've personally reached out to the victim and spoke with his mother to express my disgust with my officer's unacceptable criminal actions.
Chief Edwin Rossler has charged him with assault and battery. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden meets with George Floyd's family today in Houston. CBS's Michelle Miller says it'll come just ahead of tributes and a funeral.
Family and friends of George Floyd will say their final goodbyes to him this week. His family attorney, Lee Merritt, says they hope their loss turns into hope for others.
Every family that I've ever worked with, they said they wanted to make sure that this never happens to anyone else's kid or anyone else's loved one. This family is closer to making that a reality than any other family that I've had the pleasure of representing.
Floyd is being laid to rest in his hometown of Houston, where a line of flags stretch along the road where his body will be carried on its way to the church. Volunteers say the flag means all people should be treated equally, and equality is something the Houston mayor says Floyd did not receive.
Retired General Colin Powell is among a string of ex-military leaders criticizing President Trump for what he said and done about the protests. CBS's Ben Tracy at the White House says Powell indicates he'll vote for Biden in November.
We have a constitution, and we have to follow that constitution, and the president's drifted away from it.
President Trump's response to protests across the country has top former military commanders speaking out. The criticism comes after President Trump talked about using the military to dominate the streets. And Attorney General Bill Barr ordered law enforcement to clear peaceful protesters out of Lafayette Park across from the White House last Monday. On Face the Nation, Barr defended the amount of force used.
There were chemical irritants the park.
No, there were not chemical irritants. Pepper spray is not a chemical irritant. It's not chemical.
Pepper spray, you're saying, is what was used.
Pepper balls.
Congressional Democrats are proposing a package of police reforms. It sets new standards for training and would also set up a database that tallies instances of excessive force. The epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in this country begins phase one of its reopening plan today. CBS's Matt Piper is in New York City.
This first phase of reopening gives the green light to manufacturing and wholesale trade businesses. Retail stores can offer curbside or in-store pickup or drop-off for the first time in months. Workers can also now return to the job at up to 32,000 construction sites. The new reopening measures come on the heels of the state's latest data showing hospitalizations and deaths linked to the coronavirus are continuing to decline.
Overseas, Britain says travelers who go there will have to spend 2 weeks in self-quarantine.
About 500 travel firms and airlines have launched a legal challenge to the quarantine, which they point out is effectively unenforceable. Michael O'Leary runs the budget carrier Ryanair.
It's completely useless. It isn't a quarantine, and it's a waste of time.
The companies argue Britain's getting stricter, just as other countries are relaxing their travel restrictions, which they say will devastate British tourism. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
On the weather map, Cristobal has weakened to a tropical depression. It's brought heavy rain along the Gulf Coast. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
Going forward, the system is going to be impacting all of the deep south, and it's still going to be a big rainmaker. That is the main threat to move up the Mississippi River Valley over the next couple of days and eventually as far north as the Canadian border.
What would TV's Elmer Fudd be without his shotgun?
Come out of your holes, you cowardly rabbit. Bang, bang, and I'll pour you to spivaweenies.
We'll find out in the cartoon reboot that streams on HBO Max. Some other weapons are still okay, including TNT. To hunt wabbits. In a recession fueled by a pandemic, the job market is an unusual challenge for the class of 2020.
I promise to do my best, since everyone's in such a big hurry, to get back to doing absolutely nothing.
Conan O'Brien wasn't far off the mark in his online commencement address to this year's Harvard grads. Finding a job in a good year can be confusing and difficult in these crazy times. Business leaders advise you focus on what you love. Identify the person you aspire to be and offer to work for free. Read and study up on whatever it is every day. Don't wait for the perfect job. There's no such thing. And take care of yourself by eating, sleeping, moving, and playing well. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
New Zealand is fully reopening its economy, declaring victory over the coronavirus. No new cases for more than 2 weeks. No evidence of community transmission for the past month. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes. We can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.